new toy. I think you can all see that. I was always panicked that people couldn't read the programs during the concerts. It's so easy to nod off when you don't know what's going on. This is a new addition that the school put in this last fall, and I'm happy to make use of it. Okay, there we go. Still a little panicked about it not working. So our next piece is a bit of a play on a piece by Benjamin Britten. It was called The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, and he wrote it so people could get familiarized with the members of the orchestra. It's about a 16-minute long piece. Ours isn't that long or that serious, but we're going to introduce you to a few of the band members in this piece. The Older Person's Guide to the Wind Band. The flutes and oboes are played by refined high flyers who are unable or unwilling to carry large cases. Thank you. maybe even better on wind instruments. You know, who's to say? This next piece was written by Mozart. It was one of the last symphonies he ever wrote. We're only playing one of the movements, not the whole 40-minute symphony. This is a Minuet Trio by Mozart.
Thank you.
Older Person's Guide to the Wind Band. This is actually a tango as well, or at least, you know, that's what it indicates. It's not the tango that you would have heard in Argentina. It's more the watered-down, safe version that came to the United States in the 19-teens. The piece was first written for piano, but it's been transcribed here for the concert band and the pop gun. Edie, do you want to show them the pop gun so they know what to listen for? Go ahead, shoot it off. She only fires it up about four times, so you've got to listen for it. Here is Past the Pickles, which also makes absolutely no sense, but we're going to go. by Rachmaninoff, or Shostakovich, sorry, the polka is Rachmaninoff. Shostakovich, so another one of our transcriptions. We had done this one in the fall, and the band liked this one. I do too. When I first saw the title, I'm like, I don't know that piece. I do know that piece. I knew it before I started researching it. It's a catchy little number, and it's fairly commonly heard in Europe or in pop orchestras, but this is waltz number 2.
Thank you. Thank you.
trophy. It was the very first trophy given in the United States. It was a horse racing trophy. This piece has nothing to do with horse racing, but it has horse in the title. And it's by John Philip Sousa. And when they performed this for the very first time, Troop A on their horses went right out and joined the band on stage. We don't have any of those. Hopefully you'll just enjoy the piece. Black Horse Troop. Control it. Katie, you want to hold up the wave drum? I love this thing. It doesn't look like much. little pellets in there. And, well, we didn't have waves going. We had a tsunami for a while. this next piece, the Fantasy in a Japanese Folk Song, uses a Japanese folk tune as its basis. And if I gave you all the program notes, it would have taken up all 13 pages or 12 pages in that program. It's telling the story of a young woman who, it's kind of a flashback. She opens up her music box from her childhood, and she remembers how she got to where she is. And I gave you a little synopsis there. But this is, it's a wonderful piece. It's a little bit different from the other ones tonight, but hopefully you find it enjoyable.
Thank you. and violence to which he was so opposed. Citation read in part, Martin Luther King Jr. was the conscience of his generation. He gazed upon the great wall of segregation and saw that the power of love could bring it down. He made our nation stronger because he made it better. His dream sustains us yet. Thank you.
the band and all of us on the board, thank you for being here this evening. It's great fun for us to be able to play every spring, every fall, every summer, and then with the Northern Jazz in the winter, and various other performances throughout the year as events warrant. Not only does Northland sponsor us as an organization, as part of being a class, but they then provide us with all of this equipment that we get to use, a music library well curated over the last 40-some years between our director emeritus, Les Torgerson, who, by the way, rolled in from Arizona to play a concert, and Annalinda Samuelson, our current director. Part of the agreement, though, is that we need to make sure that we keep students enrolled in this class. And by students, I mean some of us adults who by now have master's degrees in community band. One, I believe, has a doctorate. Yes. 40-some years membership in your organization. Your support of Northwest Minnesota Community Bands helps us keep the Northland Community Band and the Northern Jazz, our sister jazz ensemble, going throughout the year, helping keep us here at Northland to provide music for all of Northwest Minnesota, helps us provide for new music, for new equipment, and for traveling here, there, and everywhere to make sure that we can play throughout the year. In your program, you probably noticed a form that you can take home with you and keep handy for donations to Northwest Minnesota Community Bands. Perhaps you would like to give a memorial at some point in the future to the band. That is on there, how to do that on the form. Also, if you shop at Amazon.com, as it says in the program, add one word to your address in your browser, and your purchases will help support us as well. Another way you can support us is through your donation tonight as part of the free will admission, no charge. Not a free will admission charge, a free will admission no charge. But we have silver bowls
up
near
there.
Back there now on your way out. Feel free to give as you feel so led for the music, for the dum-dums, for preventing the dum-dums from happening in the future, whatever your reason, because I can tell you if you don't take some tonight, we're going to be on a real sugar rush the rest of the night here in the band. She's threatened us already. So please, contribute as you feel led. Thank you for being here. We hope you've enjoyed tonight's concert. We have one more number, depending on how you want to say it. It can be a monster of a piece, as Linda says, or it can be something a little more classy like Frankenstein.
And before we get to that last piece, we don't, every once in a while I mention about how long people have been in the band, and we do have people come and go, and I know they're already cringing right now. We have two people leaving our group, heading off for some, is it possible, is it even flatter than here? No? Yes? No? That's very indistinct. And I want to at least give thanks for the years of playing with us, Karen and Mel. Go ahead. Reed mentioned Frankenstein, of course, was written by Mary Shelley a couple hundred years ago now. I don't know if you realize that's how old that particular piece is. My